The House today takes up the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. The bill includes language that would make it a federal crime to kill a fetus under certain circumstances. Organizations that favor abortion rights are fighting the proposed legislation, but commentator Julia King, who's an abortion rights supporter, disagrees.
I've marched, picketed, telephoned, and written letters in support of reproductive freedom. And I've been told I'm supposed to oppose the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. Opponents of the bill claim that anti-abortion forces are counting on this as the first step to fetal personhood. They believe anything that gives a fetus its own rights will weaken a woman's rights. The ACLU calls the act the first step toward eroding a woman's right to determine the fate of her own pregnancy. It's true that some anti-abortion groups helped craft the legislation, but while the bill makes it a crime to kill an unborn child, it specifically makes exceptions for abortion, medical care, and even acts that the mother herself might commit. If the mother can't be prosecuted for what she does to her fetus, the fetus doesn't have rights separate from the mother's. If a pregnant woman is assaulted and as a result loses her fetus, the bill would make it possible to prosecute her assailant for murder. That affirms her right to give birth, a choice just as significant as terminating a pregnancy. Abortion rights groups support a competing bill called the Motherhood Protection Act. This bill also makes it a federal offense to assault a pregnant woman with harsher penalties for the death of the woman's fetus. But it identifies the woman as the primary victim instead of the fetus. Yet whether you intend to protect the mother or the fetus, the end result is the same, since one doesn't exist without the other. And yes, I prefer the more accurate scientific term, fetus, over the politically charged unborn child. I find it troubling that both factions are so convinced we're on opposing sides here. True, our ultimate goals are unquestionably incompatible. Pro-choice activists should be suspicious of anti-abortion forces, and vice versa. But being suspicious of each other shouldn't mean knee-jerk opposition when, on those rare occasions, we do have overlapping concerns. Could it be that anti-abortion legislators are hoping to use the Unborn Victims of Violence Act as a stepping stone to fetal rights? Absolutely. And when they try to go that next step, I'll join the fray. But fighting an acceptable bill today, simply because one anticipates an unacceptable one tomorrow, isn't good strategy. It's stubbornness.
The comments of Julia King, a writer in Goshen, Indiana.